welcome everybody to the big call tonight. It is Thursday, December 12th, and you're listening to the big call. I'm glad we're having people that are listening from all over the globe. We thank you, SAT team, for getting the signal out to so many countries in their own language. Thank you for everything that that you've done for us on the call. Sue, I'm going to go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to you for what will be another interesting and fun, stimulating teaching that you found for us tonight. So let's pray the call in together. Lord God, we thank you for this season. We thank you that this is a difficult time for a lot of people. There's times of depression, anxiety, stress, and so on. And yet we're coming into the celebration of one of the most joyful things that we could find, and that is celebration of the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord God, help those that are suffering at this time. Help those with financial need. Help those with medical need, with just any situation that comes up. Let us group as a group cast our cares on you, for you care for us. Your yoke is easy, your burden is light. You really are willing to receive anything that we give you to take on our behalf. We thank you for it. Thank you for this call and our platform and it being able to get things out to the people that are listening in Big Call Universe. And thank you, Lord, for healing hearts, and giving us all the mission to love one another. Jesus said his greatest commandment was to love one another, even as Christ loves us. But to first love another, we have to love ourselves. We have to love ourselves before we can take that love and give it to another person. Help us to learn to love ourselves first and then impart that love to other people. We pray this and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, that was a little longer opening prayer than normal, Sue, but I really felt led to address the season that we're in. It's not, you know, it's not all as joyful as it should be for a lot of people. And I want everybody to find the joy this year. I want them to find this, even though, you know, the holiday season is a difficult time for a lot of people, a lot of families. So whenever you're ready, Sue, give us something that will lift us up.
Well, I hope that this will not only lift people up, but help them to deepen their understanding of the power that they're walking with in Christ. Mm. And I didn't find this. I wrote this. Mm. And so this is my gift to the big call. And I think it's very prescient or important at this time. Okay. The kingdom architects, building from heaven within. In a world of unprecedented change and chaos, the leaders of tomorrow won't chase trends or cling to old systems. They'll be those who create boldly from the kingdom of heaven within them. Two. The kingdom of heaven is within you. Jesus Christ, Luke 17:21. A world like unlike any before. What does it mean to be living and leading in a time when the world is evolving faster than we can comprehend? The foundations of society, technology, systems, and relationships are shifting at quantum speed. Artificial intelligence may reshape our industries, quantum computing may and will redefine what's possible. And social structures are unraveling and reforming before our eyes. In such a world, the temptation to look outward for answers, to cling to external solutions or old blueprints, or be conditioned to let the conditions tell us how we are doing is strong. But the truth is, the more chaotic, the more unpredictable the external world becomes, the more vital it is to go inside. Christ's words, "The kingdom of heaven is within you," are not a comforting sentiment. They're a revolutionary call to a new way of being. To navigate this hyper-novel, ever-changing world, or perhaps the crisis that people are going through, like we heard Bruce talk about, leaders must become architects. Architects not of a fixed reality, but of a kingdom-inspired future. This practice begins not with external solutions, but with turning in to the inner kingdom that Christ invites us to access and build from. The call to the kingdom within. Christ's teachings in Luke 17:21 is radical. The kingdom of heaven is not a distant place or a future event. It exists now within you. It's a principle for navigating life and leadership in times of your personal uncertainty and social uncertainty. When you access the kingdom within, you tap into all the source of wisdom, creativity, and clarity that isn't dependent on external conditions. It allows you to, one, step out of reaction. Instead of being ruled by what happens outside of you or around you, you create from a place of divine stillness and sovereignty. Two, you let go of the past, old systems, and those things you see outside of yourself are remnants of your past thoughts and perhaps ways of thinking that can't serve you in the world that is trying to be birthed and new possibilities. And three, it allows you to craft the unseen. Like an architect with a blank canvas, you align with the vision, with the knowing that God has placed in your heart. And you begin through your faith to shape that into reality. Letting go of the shadows. What holds us back from the kingdom-centered creation that is inside of all of us? Often, it's the shadows of the past or the conditioning, the fears, the doubts, and the need for external validation or to cling to the ways of knowing that come to you externally. Leaders today are burdened by the weight of systems and expectations that no longer serve them. They're chasing gold stars, striving for recognition, and clinging to a world that is already gone. But Christ's call to the kingdom is a call to release these shadows, to step into the light of his truth, and see the infinite possibilities he has placed within you and your power to create them. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasure in heaven. Matthew 16:19-20. Heavenly treasures aren't external. They're qualities of love, wisdom, and creativity that God plants in your soul. When you concentrate on these treasures, the external world begins to align itself around the inner kingdom you are building. Finally, the way through to crafting and being a new leader for the kingdom within, it's to know that who you are is no longer going to be controlled by the outside. It's about navigating the unknown with faith and creativity. Quantum computing, with its ability to hold multiple possibilities simultaneously, mirrors the kind of leadership Christ calls us to. Kingdom architects think not in rigid lines, but in dynamic, interconnected possibilities of faith. This is your call to understand the power and the time of trusting that God's big vision is bigger than what you're experiencing right now. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That was amazing. Thank you so much for creating that. When we talked earlier, I didn't realize that this article that you have written was our teaching for tonight. But you did a wonderful job in bringing this concept of the kingdom, which is at hand or which is within, to us in a really, really wonderful way. And it makes me think that when we pray the Lord's Prayer, when we say, you know, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, we're talking about a kingdom that is earthly, not the kingdom which is to come in heaven. So this is really good that we can craft this and be the architect of the kingdom of God on this earth,
right,
through the power of the Holy Spirit that we have. You know, God gave us, when Jesus was getting ready to ascend into heaven, they had already been through his death, burial, and resurrection. And when he confronted his apostles, his disciples who became apostles, you know, he said, it's expedient that I go, meaning to go and rise and get away from here and go to heaven. He had some additional things to do there in heaven before he sat down on the right hand of God. But what was really important is that he gave us, he said, I will send you the Holy Spirit to be a comforter to you and to assist you. And that's what we have with Christ as believers in Christ. The Holy Spirit is imparted to us at the time of our salvation. And then we further get deeper and deeper in the things of the Spirit when we receive the infilling, or some call it the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And that's where the power to operate in this earth comes from. That gives us the power to help build our kingdom in this earth. And I think that's an amazing thing, that it would be better for Christ to leave us in the way that he did and then to send the Holy Spirit that could be everywhere at once, where Christ in the form of a man could not. And so we have basically the ability, the power, we have the comforter of the Holy Spirit, and we have the power that Jesus had in the Holy Spirit, especially once we're anointed with that power. Once we have the anointing, this is what gives us the power to do miracles, to have the power to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. All of those things that we can speak into existence is coming from the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And that's what I got out of that teaching, Sue. And I really appreciate the fact that you did that for us. So thank you so much for that teaching tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's great. Bob, how did the teaching affect you, and what are your comments about it?
Well, thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. That was just really, really beautiful. That, to me, is the greatest teaching that can be given because of its power and how infinite it makes us, you know, become in possibility. I was reading yesterday that Google came out with their new quantum computer chip. It's, you know, that is based in qubits as opposed to bits and bytes. And when they powered it up, they had a suspicion that it was going to be much faster than a typical computer. And they announced in the news that, in fact, it was. But it turned out it was 8 octillion times faster than they thought it was going to be. And the chief engineer of Google came out and said, this is definitive proof that there's a parallel universe, because there's no possible way this chip could have performed this way without the existence of a parallel universe. Mm. And I think this teaching tonight shows that power, which is the kingdom that's within us, is no other than the power of the place where God resides and creates universes. And for us to embrace that kingdom is to embrace actually the light of creation. Mm. That God has the power in his hand. And when he said, let there be light, he had the light already. He already had in hand the light of creation. He meant, let there be light in the third dimension, where we could have a sun that would heat our earth. But the light he already had, and he created with his power this ability for humans to exist as congealed light from his power. And when we say that light is within us and the kingdom is within us, it's because we are made of that light, of that otherworldly light that's been transduced into photonic light and congealed as our flesh. And we're like the piece of a hologram where we are in fact, you know, this one piece, but the entirety of the hologram is in us. Mm. And to embrace that is to become limitless and to begin to expect to manifest and express, you know, the highest possible self that we can be, and as Sue said, from the infinite scope of possibility. But it's in every circumstance, every moment of every day, we can draw from that infinite scope and show God our highest expectation and expression of ourself, as like a peacock showing his feathers, we are showing our Creator how great we can be in his likeness. And we then, wow, at that point, ourselves become kings and queens with that light within us, not waiting for succession, because each of us has our own kingdom within us to rule.
Mm. Bob, that's amazing. Thank you for taking that approach, and thank you for mentioning Google and the new quantum computer chip that they have, and the speed of it being so radically fast. I believe you said 8 octillion times, 8 followed by 24 zeros, I believe.
Yeah.
Just crazy. That's a lot. That's a lot. And that, and it is true. Sue, you wrote this teaching, so we kind of know what you think about it, but give us in a few words how this teaching should affect you and affect us.
Well, the teaching, and Bob is, hopefully this will put a smile in Bob's heart. Bruce told me about the conversation you had about, it's called Willow, and that's the name of the computer. And so, of course, you know, Bob, come on. It's like, I gotta run with you, right? So I did the research.
Yeah.
And so a qubit is really a computer's ability to detect errors. And when you're getting into quantum computing, the thing, it's error detection. That's the really exciting part. It starts putting out, so it's so delicate, and it makes decisions so quickly that if it doesn't correct itself, and it's almost like, it's like getting into the light of creation. And I just got so excited that that technology that could perform godlike, miraculous computing, I wanted to find out what it's going to affect. I mean, just knowing about it, here's the part to understand. Bob is researching emerging and innovative technologies. He doesn't know it. Bruce does. That his friend Sue, a lot of the people in the pod know that I'm studying these emerging technologies. Try to imagine that these technologies are coming out, what it's going to do to the sense of wonder and possibility and rethinking. And this is the big one. You are going to be living in a world, just even right now, all you have to do is realize in a computer park, I'm not going to say where, there are people that are thinking about the application, which is for very large data sets, accelerated innovation, just like what Christ said, greater things than this shall you do. People aren't going to be worried about their money. They're going to be able to dream. They're going to have access to technologies. They're not going to feel separation and scarcity. That's why I wrote this article. Because if you just use your imagination just a little bit and realize that something that could produce 8 octillion error-detecting speed, that's what a quantum computer is, error correction. That's the distinction, which means that it can, if you say a wrong word or you do this, it's going to process it so quickly that it stays pristine. It's going to probably be engaged with our projects so that our projects and all the data that's coming in is going to be cataloged and used and all of that. So just realize that right now, you're connected to an information. You're on this call. If this doesn't create wonder, then you're dead as a rock. You're connected to a call where we're talking about things that you're already connected to. And the reason why I wrote the article is it's going to be up to your divine imagination. It's going to be up to you to say, as a leader, what's the grandest vision first for how I love myself, how I love my love and partner, how I love my community, how I love the more I love, the more interconnected I'm going to be, the more valuable everything that I do is going to be. And right now, you're hearing about the interconnectivity that is going to take us to the stars, that is going to make new medicine, that is going to come up with solutions. Just try to let your imagination go there and let it shine in your heart. That's why I wrote this article, because it's not based on the separation that has the siloed, separated version of reality that has been on this planet. It's about an interconnected, full spectrum, multidimensional, miraculous reality that you're going to be creating in. That's my
thank you, Sue.
Take on it.
Thank you for your comments on your own teaching. Thank you, because I thought it was really good. And I just think it's amazing that you did the research you did on the quantum chip and the willow, and what Bob was bringing out was so valuable. And I think everybody is connected on the big call to really, really cool technology and some really great things. And we are going to use our imagination, our hearts, and our minds, and bring quite a bit of novelty, numinosum, and neurogenesis to the planet. So thank you. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that so much. And we're going to segue on over before we go to your segment, Sue. Huh? What?
Prayers.
Yes, to our prayer and praise reports. And so, Sue, what do we have in the way of those that you can bring out to us, please?
We have from Ms. Jeannie, the second week of Advent is known as the Week of Peace, 12:8 to 12:14. God of Peace, during this Advent season, keep us from getting caught up in the busyness and chaos of the world around us. Help us to slow down so that we may find rest in the Prince of Peace, your Son, Jesus Christ.
There you go.
Prayer for lighting the second Advent candle. This Advent, as we strive to become the best version of ourselves, fill us with a deep and abiding peace. Help us share that peace with everyone we encounter, especially those who need it most. Amen. 9 days until the first day of winter, 12/21/24, and the ascent back to light. Right, Bob?
Yes.
Oh, Bob, you read that. Oh, God. 13 days until Christmas. 12/12/25/24. We only have 9 days of descent into darkness. 13 days until Hanukkah. 12/25/24. 14 days until Kwanzaa, 12/26/24, and 20 days until New Year's, 1/1/25. Gingerbread decorating day, Thursday, 12/12, gingerbread cookies, gingerbread houses. It's a gingerbread world to unleash your artsy side. Coral Day, Thursday, 12/12/24. Join us as thousands of choirs around the world get together to unite in song. That's kind of fun. Take a picture of all these. Think of all the chorals that are going on, like right now. Pretty fun. National Cocoa Day, Friday, 12/13/24. Join us in discovering why cocoa is so well-loved worldwide and why all things chocolate excite us. National Violin Day, Friday, 12/13/24. Violins have a sound easily adaptable to a variety of musical genres. More Good Today Day, Saturday, 12/14/24. More Good Today Day is observed every year to encourage kindness and generosity. Ugly Sweater Day, Sunday, 12/15/24. You got a lot on television, Bruce. Did you ever do an ugly sweater? I never did. It's like
No, I don't have any ugly sweaters.
Neither. I just see it a lot.
I like my sweaters. They're not ugly. No.
This holiday will certainly have you laughing all day long. International Tea, Sunday, 12/15/24.
Mm-hmm.
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God.
Yep.
Today we continue to pray to our Heavenly and Loving Father for the following. For all our leaders and listeners on the Big Call, for their health, joy, happiness, love, and financial stability. For Pastor Scott, for MedBeds, Debt Jubilee, and RV. We continue to pray for all the prayer requests on this Big Call. Blessings and peace to all on the call. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And amen. Everyone have a blessed weekend and stay safe.
Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you very much. I love all those different references to the days that we're in now and what's coming up. And I was just thinking, could Cocoa Day also coincide with everyone who is singing carols and so on outside? Stu, did you do any caroling outside?
We did this like a month ago. Yes, of course. Like a bunch of times.
In the snow, outside, with it snowing outside.
A bunch of, a lot in New England. Yes, like at least 12 times. Oh, yeah, a lot.
Wow.
I think that's a lot.
Sure it is. That's a lot. I used to like to go out caroling in the neighborhood and hope that they didn't throw snowballs at us, you know?
Really?
I'm kidding about snowballs.
I did it in my professionally. I had a friend that was worked for IBM, and she was really into singing and knew cool people. We did it for a lot. Yeah.
Very
cool. How about Bob?
Yeah, that's fun.
How about Bob?
Baba, did you do some caroling up there in upstate New York?
We did. When I was probably about 10 or 11 years old, I remember doing that.
Yeah.
Bob, I want to see a picture.
I want.
Yep, and I was in the chorus also.
Oh yeah.
You were.
Yep. I was in the school chorus.
I want a picture of you with your sisters. Oh my God, that makes me so happy.
That would be fun. That'd be fun, especially if Bob was the youngest. Were you the youngest child, Bob? Right?
No.
No, you had a sister younger than you.
I have 5 older sisters, 2 younger brothers, and 1 younger sister.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. How do I keep up with all that?
That's 9 children. Is that right? Did I do the math right?
You did,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's terrific,
wow.
Bob. You can field a baseball team with that, can't you? Easily. Yeah.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Easily. That's great. Well, thank you, Bob. That is so cool. Sue, was that the only prayer or praise request for tonight?
Yes, that is
okay.
It.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Then I don't feel so bad commenting on it as much as I did. Thank you for that, Sue, and thank you, Bob. I think this is a great time of year, and it is what we make it, you guys. It's what you bring to it that is going to make it a great holiday. And obviously, getting the RV in the time that we think it's going to happen is going to make it a great holiday also. But, you know, I just like Jeannie had the scripture about, you know, making your requests known to God, you know, with thanksgiving, and he will add all these things unto you. So let us not worry about the things. Let's just let God add those to us. You know, so that's what I want to say about it. Sue, this is a great time when we check to see what it is you'll bring to us tonight in your segment, because I know it's been so wonderful for you to bring out what you have in your classes and what you have in terms of bundles. And so let's hear about those whenever you're ready.
Oh, that was so good, Bruce. Thank you. You know what's been wonderful, and this will be very helpful for people. I want to give a little holiday tip. It'll be very helpful, and one of the reasons why we are all going through transition, but I feel very, very blessed that I get to, A, be connected to such a phenomenal group of people and know that we're all in it together. That's number one. And then number two, I am cooking on all cylinders with, you know, divine creativity. Well, and so if you're going through a hard time, one of the best things you can do is, you know, you can get a little coloring book and color in the coloring book. Anytime you can get generative, either with creating something, cooking something, even generative in your movement. I'm lucky because I have a discipline, but I don't want to even tell you because then you'll figure out things I don't want you to know. But I always move and I always create. And people that know me, they just can't even believe what I get done in the morning. That's like my creation time. So use that. Just, we don't want to slap any just easy to say things at this time of year, but it can be really simple. If you do something that you love, if you create something for someone you love, if you do just a simple thing like that, and if you could be doing something for yourself that you love, it's going to mitigate or reduce that feeling because you're going to be connecting to that light within you. So I'm just going to read a quick testimonial, and then I'll tell you about an upcoming class that I would encourage everybody to participate in. And this is from Rick and Cynthia, and it came in today, and it says, wow, wow, wow. Sue, my wife and I don't know how to thank you for putting this together. You opened our eyes and made it clear for us to decide and imagine our new state of being once we got out of the med beds. Rick and Cynthia, we love you three, meaning Bruce, Bob, and Sue.
Thank you.
And so we'll come to the med bed in a minute and how you can, if you want, to have an experience of clarity and wonder and possibility, which is also going to be very healing. But starting tomorrow night, and I want to make a public apology to the people of Divinity, the pod, because I thought I got so many messages. Okay, we're moving to Friday. Friday night with a go at 10 Eastern and 4 Eastern.
In the morning, 10 a.m.
In the morning, 10 in the morning. It's going to say, okay, you can go for your investment.
Right.
We're going to do out of the shadows 10 game-changing instant processes to transform the past and create the new. And the reason why this class is so important is that even post-MedBed, I think it's going to have a lot to do with transforming a lot of neural circuitry that's gotten in a lock. But as a leader, you want to be able to, as a self-leader, leading yourself and knowing how to not come from the outside telling you what to do, but coming from that pure light of Christ in you that is free, that is pure, that knows exactly what to do. If you're really listening, it knows exactly what to do. By the light in your heart, by the joy, by the clarity, this class is going to show you how to access that pure energy in you so that you can walk into a room and you can almost see and sense and feel what needs to be spoken, what needs to be seen, what's not being seen. It's going to allow you to kind of put a pin in limitation, but do it with such beauty and kindness and the ability to speak with love in your heart and great authority, that out of the shadows, 10 instant processes that you're going to be able to use for yourself, for your partner, and for your teams, so that you're transforming the way they think. And just picture this. Imagine the buzz that's going to happen as all these new technologies come out. Quantum computing, Willow, the 8 octillion times fast. Imagine the energy that's going to be unleashed. And imagine you being connected to that energy. Don't you want to be like, oh, I'm good with this. I know how to move in this. I know how to move in things that are changing so quickly. I'm in wonder. It's like I'm in the middle of a kaleidoscope.
That's the word I was having, Sue. That's exactly what I was thinking. Yep.
It's like it's color and it's moving and it's this and it's that. But also remember, you're not used to that. You're used to thinking and looking at something that's stable. You think it's stable. It's actually in motion all the time. But you've been conditioned because everybody's been believing in the old, fixed, limited, scarce reality. This class is going to show you how to almost skate in the new reality, how to be in flow in the new reality, how not to struggle with distractions and a lack of energy and a lack of clarity and getting overwhelmed because you're so used to looking to the outside. The biggest piece is going to bring, it's going to take you out of the shadow distractions of the outside and get you in the clear light of the kingdom of God within you. And when you harness that, and you will, you're going to be able to harness all the tools that are around you. You're going to be walking in calm. You're going to be walking in flow. So here's what you want to do. Pod, I hope, did they know?
They know.
All you have to do is, we're going to do it on a class by class. You're going to go class by class. Yep. So it's just $50. I'm going to take the first 10 new people, because I'm going to have to send it. It's a lot of work for me. It's a lot of work for me. So what it is if you want to be a part of this class, please send us an email, and please be good at PayPal or knowing how to work it. Those are the two prerequisites. And you can get in on this class. Send it to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put out of the shadows. It's just $50. It's going to be the first 10 because I've got a lot to do on a day of a class and everything else that I'm going to be doing after I finish this segment. So we're kind of like a small batch bespoke consulting company, just so you know. We are very lucky to work with the incredible beings that we get to work with, but we do it, we're kind of artisanal in our approach. So send that to us, and we'll take the first 10, type it in really quick if you can, and we'll get you on the list, and you'll hear from us by tomorrow morning. And the next piece is, if you want 65, if you want access to 65 scientifically over 26 years research list of additions, not just chronic and acute corrections, but things you can ask for in 7 different categories: mental, emotional, physical, athletic, creative, spiritual. Don't
correct me if that is all seven. I know. It's like, what is the last one?
It's okay. I was just doubting. That's all
right. No, I'm just, you know, people know me. So there are seven different categories. You're going to get those seven different categories, 65 different selections. You're going to get how to look through those, how to assess, how to write it down so that you can go into your interview and articulate your MedVet interview of 15 minutes, and how you can select those, choose them, and articulate them. And then you're going to be able to be exposed to a meditation that will allow you to enter into your wisest state and see yourself in the MedVet, which is going to calm your anxiety and center you in your deepest Christ truth, preparing you, kind of like, you know, going in for a major event. That's how I'm going to say it. Okay. And you will get all of this for just $100. And you heard what the guy said. Wow, wow, wow. So if you want that, and we do this in batches, please send an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. And we will get that, a PayPal invoice out to you, and you will be honoring yourself. You'll be doing the preparation that is going to allow for a new divine humanity. And here's what we're going to close with. Both the MedVet 100 and the Out of the Shadows is for people that are committed to becoming the new divine. That means integrated with the light of Christ, with heaven within. Means you're really, you know, you can hear it in my voice, probably acting like a magnet to you, but that's what you live for. Those are the people that should be purchasing that, and those are the people that, with clarity, are going to walk into the world and create that heaven on earth that we all know we are going to create together. So that's my segment for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you for doing that and putting that out tonight. That's great. Really good. Yep. MedVet 100's still available. Don't forget the...
And thank you, Julie and JJ, because they already signed up. That's really good.
Right.
Fast. I love these fast people. They know. Yes. They know who they are. I know.
People are already beginning to send those emails. So do that if you want to be considered for that class. Thank you very much, Sue. Let's go into where we are, Bob, with this second week, as Jeannie mentioned tonight, a week of peace. And, you know, the peace of Christ is what we all want. Jesus said, "My peace I give unto you." You know, that was a real shalom, shalom, a really peaceful peace. And so we're hoping we're all going to be entering into that week of peace throughout the Christmas season. And well into the new year, actually. So, Bob, what would you say about testimonials tonight? And anything new that you want to bring to us regarding the sale or anything else that's on your mind?
Sure, Bruce. I do have a couple testimonials. But first, just to remind people about the sale we have going on.
Yeah.
If people make their way to the website and go to the on sale page, you'll see we have this new bundle that is three different herbal products, which are ashwagandha and turmeric and olive leaf. And these make a really great combination of things you can either take every day, or you can have them in your medicine cabinet, or you can take some of them each day and others in the medicine cabinet. And what we did was we put them on sale so they're half off. So you get them in this bundle, and the price is only $59.95 for all three of them. It's normally like almost $120. And you'll get free shipping as well. This makes a really great Christmas gift for anyone in your family or any friends that are like holistically minded. This makes a really great gift that you can give them.
That's true.
You know, for your friends and your family. And then, of course, we also have the other products that are on sale that we put on sale over a week ago. There's all of our best-selling products like Boomer Boost and Barley, or collagen and lignans and probiotics, resveratrol, even our Goodnight formula is on sale, 25% off. All of our total health systems are 25% off. And what a lot of people are doing, Bruce, they're taking that 25% discount, then they're clicking the subscribe and save button, and they're getting an additional 10% off that. When they get subscribe and save, they also get free shipping. And for the new people doing that, are going to get a free shaker bottle as well.
Fantastic.
And so just want to remind people about that sale. It's going to be going on for a while more, and you want to take advantage of it now when we come up, you know, towards the end of the year, both on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. We won't be answering the phones. The same with New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So make sure that you call ahead of time so that you can make sure you get someone on the phone if you need help.
Exactly.
Then we got a couple of testimonials. This one came in from a lady talking about her eyes. And she said, I recently had my third annual eye exam with a very talented and thorough optometrist. When the exam was completed, he said, you're almost 80 years old and your cataracts have not changed since I first saw you 3 years ago. There's still no surgery necessary. I don't know what you're doing, but keep it up. Thank you for Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley.
Amen. That's good.
Yeah, she's keeping her inflammation down. She's keeping her circulation really strong. All the nutrients that are going into the cells in her eyes. And we got another one that came in from a lady who sent us her picture. She says she's 65, but she looks a lot younger than that. Mm. And she said, I use Gladiator Barley, collagen peptides, and Myotrol. My activity during the week is 2 times at the gym. I do weights, and I love the rowing machine. I notice with taking the Myotrol, I have doubled my rowing time. Now I don't feel sore at all after a workout. Since the last storm in Florida, I'm having to do repairs on my fencing and cutting trees on my property. I really feel a difference with these products. I'm 65 years young. Thanks for all the goodies.
That's terrific.
So that's it. Now we have goodies.
Yes. They are good. Man, Bob, that's terrific. That's really good. Just be careful out there cutting limbs with your chainsaw. Just be safe on that chainsaw.
Yeah, really.
Eye protection, really. And just if you did all that, didn't you, Bob? You've climbed trees, cut trees down, cut branches down that were dead, everything. Limbed them up.
Yep. Yeah, I don't recommend climbing trees in Florida.
No.
Especially after salt water has been on the property and has damaged the roots. Trees could fall over very easily if you climb up into them.
True.
It could easily fall. So, yeah.
That's
what I have for tonight, Bruce. It's 9:56.
Oh, terrific, Bob. Thank you very much. Let's tell them, first of all, how to get to that website that you were talking about, to your website of Boomers. They go to bigcalluniverse.com, which is our website, my website, and they'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. That banner is a direct link into your site. So they click on it, they're right in your site, and they can go right through the product lineup. They can see, pulling down the product tab, and see the on-sale page, and that will tell everything that's on sale and how much it is and so on. And there's quite a bit on Bob's website. He's got podcasts on different subjects. He's got YouTube archive videos. There's quite a bit of information there that you'll enjoy reading as well. So take advantage of it. Take advantage of this sale. These are really good buys and the best buys of the year. And so take advantage of it now. The phone number to call that Bob was talking about, the number to use is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. But remember the two holiday time frames, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. If I understand Bob right, they will not be in the office and they will not be taking calls on those 4 days. So get your orders in now before that becomes an issue for you. Make sure that you get everything you want out as early as you can. Today is the 12th. I would knock it out and get them done by this weekend. And hopefully I can incentivize you a little bit by the information I'm about to bring to allow you guys to feel good about doing that. All right? So thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. You gave me my time hack. Let's do this. Let's talk about where we are, which we always do. We did hear that the Iraqi dinar is trading and is in a trading range of 4 to 420 in Iraq as an in-country rate now, as of 3 days now. It's been between 4 and 420. And that's really good. Now, our rates at the Redemption Center are totally different and much higher. You got to realize that, okay? Much higher. Yes, you will be offered the contract rate on the dinar in the Redemption Center only. Now, realize this. If you want to try to figure out what that is, try to find out what the per barrel price of oil is that Iraq is selling their oil for. All right? They're selling it to Turkey, to Egypt, to China, to other countries. I don't even know how many. But they're selling this oil at a per barrel price. You find out what that is the day that you exchange, the day that you go in for your ZIM redemption and your currency exchanges, that is the rate you will get. And it is a quote-unquote contract rate. We don't sign a contract for it, but it's a contract rate nonetheless. All right, so a little something about that. Now, what we have heard most recently, I'm going to say this afternoon, because things have changed even today. My intel has changed. But what we're hearing is that we are going to have an amazing weekend, according to the people we're talking to. Now, it's Thursday night. Friday, we had heard we were going to be notified Friday and start Saturday. The most recent information is that all the releases would be on Saturday. And I'm taking that to also mean releases of emails to the bondholders and email releases for us that would have the toll-free number on it. Okay? So I'm looking at our day to get notified, not as much tomorrow as much as it would be on Saturday. And then we would, once we do that, we set our appointments and we would go sometime thereafter. And believe me, the redemption centers will be open Sunday if we start with exchanges on Saturday. So the main thing is half this battle is getting the numbers, setting our appointments, and then it's it's a done deal, and we're able to move forward with our exchanges as soon as we can. And, you know, that is a short way of saying this information that we received today, that's what we're hearing. We're hearing we are going to have a super fantastic weekend. We're hearing tomorrow that banks are ready. Well, redemption centers are going to be ready too. And just to go further on redemption centers, the rates at the redemption centers were on the screens, and then they have come off the screens for what's been called digital sequencing. Digital sequencing. And you can look that up and look into the definition of how it might apply for these currencies. I think the main thing I got out of trying to learn about digital sequencing is when it comes to cross-border transactions, financial transactions, bank wires, purchasing of goods, all of that stuff, they're using in combination the fintech system with the quantum financial system in conjunction with the Starlink system. Those three points of our triangle are bringing everything together, and this digital sequencing is allowing transactions to go much faster between countries, between your bank accounts as you're moving funds, all of that. So that's what they're doing, and I'm sure the rates will come right back up either tonight or tomorrow, and that'll be what we want to see. Now, you know, there is no sense to set up an appointment and not use the redemption center, of course. That's what they're there for. If people don't believe they exist, it's on them. Believe me, they exist. We talk to the people. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 contacts that are the leaders of the redemption centers, the actual leaders. And these are the ones they call operatives, but these are the ones that will be over the staff that is going to be doing the exchanges with us. And some of the leaders are further along, and they're going to be helping with bonds. If you have sheet bonds and you've got two boxes or less, you have to let them know when you call to set your appointment that you have some sheet bonds. Tell them the type of bond and so on, and they should be able to handle those bonds for you during your appointment. But you've got to call them because it's going to take an additional amount of time to handle your bonds compared to just currency, which is more of a De La Rue machine function of counting and verification. It does both, counts and verifies the currencies. But if you have those sheet bonds, you need less than two boxes if you want them to handle them at the redemption center. And don't ask me how many bonds fit in a box. I don't know, and I don't want to say because I've heard a number, and I'm not sure if that's right or not. So the main thing is if you have some bonds, what I would consider loose bonds, sheet bonds, we're not talking about the ZIM, but there are ZIM sheet bonds too, though. There are long sheets, I'm going to say 8.5 by 11 or whatever the size of the page is, that are sheet bonds of ZIM. So if you have those count too. You can bring those too. So let them know when you set your appointment. Remember, when you use the call center and you call in, you'll be transferred more than likely to the redemption center that will handle your transactions. Okay, that's the idea of it. Now, if they don't give you a direct transfer, they're to give you an 800 number to call to go to that goes to that redemption center that's keyed in by your zip code. They have them all over the country, as you can imagine, and you just need to let them know the zip code that either where you live, where you work, or where you want to exchange. Let's say you're out of town and you're not at home and you're on the road, but you know there are redemption centers in Georgia, for example. You might want to let them know the zip code of that area where you are, and they'll be able to find a redemption center close to that area. All right. Now, if you're in the wild, wild west and you're out in South Dakota or out in Wyoming or whatever, yeah, the redemption centers are going to be a little further apart, even Nevada. But you know the main cities in Nevada. And so, you know, you guys that are in Tonopah, Lenapah, some of those areas might have to go to Reno or, you know, whatever. But that's okay. That's really pretty much what I wanted to say about that. What else is there, guys? I think you guys, if you've listened to the Big Call for a while, you know the drill. You know what's going on. And there's not a whole lot new that I can add, really. So I'm just going to say this. This is the perfect time to get in touch with Sue on two areas. One, she's got the Golden Wisdom Bundles, which we call Golden Bundle 300. That's still available. And some people are actually pairing that with the MedBed pop-up or the MedBed 100. So some people are getting both, the Golden Bundle 300 plus the MedBed pop-up bundle, which is the MedBed bundle for 100. So some people are doing both of those, and that's fine if you're doing that, obviously. It's a great idea to do that. The other thing is Sue's class, which is going to start tomorrow night, Friday night, at 7:25 p.m. Eastern time. She's going to get all the information out on tomorrow for that, but she's going to do it one class at a time because she doesn't want to charge for three classes and all of a sudden only one or two happen. So we'll see what happens on that. But I would say for $50 per class, it's a real bargain. This Out of the Shadows is the newest class. It's coming up starting tomorrow night, and that's at 7:25 p.m. So send Sue an email for either of these things, whether it's bundles or whether it's the class, to Integrated Minds, INTEGRATED, Integrated Minds, MINDS, at hushmail.com. She's taking a payment with PayPal, and you don't have to have a PayPal account because PayPal will generate an invoice that Sue can send to you that you can use a credit card or debit card to pay for. Okay? So just know that that's happening. So send those off to her because she's going to take, there are certain people in the pod that will take all the classes, but she'll be able to take 10 new people for this new Out of the Shadows. That's what you put in the subject line, Out of the Shadows. And then put your name and your cell phone number in the email so she'll have that if she needs to send you a text. All right? And that's what I wanted to say about that. The sale that's going on right now with Boomers, I would recommend that you take advantage of it. And if things pop, like we think, Friday or Saturday, probably Saturday with numbers, and obviously you know that you've got money coming with the exchanges very shortly thereafter. All right, just a heads up, take advantage of what you can. Let's do this, guys. I think that's what I wanted to say. I want to thank Sue for a wonderful job she did on the article that she read to us tonight for teaching. And thank you for just being a real leader and helping us on the Big Call for 9.5 years. And, of course, thank Bob for all the work that he's done in researching and handling our board and bringing us valuable information on this product lineup in Boomers and everything else that he's good at, like the new quantum computer chip. He's done the research on that, and Sue did research on it as well. And I think it's fantastic that we have that. So I'm thanking you guys as co-hosts to me on the Big Call, and also thanking Jeannie and Pastor Scott for their continuous contributions to the call, and thank Big Call Universe for listening to us for 13 years. At this point, you know, Tuesday is 5 days off, so we don't know if we'll have a call then or not. We'll have to see if we get numbers and so on. We probably won't on Tuesday, since we expect to get notified Saturday and be in our exchanges sometime thereafter. So we're just thankful that Big Call Universe is being reached by the satellite team, our SAT team. Thank you again for getting the signal out everywhere. It's been really valuable to know that we're averaging over 18.5 million listeners internationally with the piggybacking on the Starlink satellite system. So thank you for everything you guys that have you've done. We'll be in touch with you by email in the future. And, I mean, we've got some work to do to get our new websites up and running, get the information out to you about them, and then we'll probably do a podcast here and there that we'll send you a link about regarding our future projects. And, you know, I want to wish everybody a happy, a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Happy, you know, every part of your holiday season. You know, we're just going to wish all of that. And we'll be in touch with you guys by email. If you haven't registered your email on bigcalluniverse.com, feel free to do so. That's how we'll know that we can get in touch with you in our near future. All right? So let's pray the call out. Thanks again, everybody. Let's pray it out. Lord God, we just thank you for everything that you've done to get us to this point. Thank you for the information that you've made available that we could use to prepare ourselves for the exchanges, for our new lives, for our projects, for everything that we intend to do and everything that you would like us to do with the funds that are part of this incredible blessing. Thank you for blessing us, for keeping us financially secure and healthy in the future as we move forward into 2025. Thank you for President Trump, Time Magazine's Man of the Year. Thank you for everything that that he stands for and what we'll have with our new president again, and the fact that we're going to go into greater and greater depth with everything that we want. Thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you guys. Take care. We'll talk to you again or email you, whichever comes first.